Hi, this is Jason. I use a Nexus 1 with Froyo. Now get ready for the Android Central podcast.
Hey there, everybody, and welcome to the Android Central podcast. It's episode 16 for June 10th, 2010. I'm Phil Nickinson. I do stories and stuff at Android Central occasionally, every day. I don't sleep much, actually. And I am here with Mickey Papillon. Mickey, what's going on?
Not much. Great to be here. And I think that Jerry needs to move his router.
Yes, Jerry does need to move his router. How's life as a cell phone junkie? Is that going well?
Life is great, actually. Yeah, no, we're doing great over there. We are on show 211 this week, I think it is. So lots of great news this week. Always talking about Android. So if you haven't checked it out, cellphonejunkie.com.
And you mentioned Jerry needs to move his router. So Jerry, have you moved your router? Jerry Hildenbrand, everybody, one of the writers from the site.
No, I haven't moved my... I'll tell you what, I'm going to move my router this week. Promise. And next week's podcast will be from the porch.
It was funny. I guess we can go ahead and launch into it. Jerry and I have been doing a Wi-Fi test with the Evo 4G, and as I was like going over Jerry's results and the numbers and stuff, I was picturing him out on his porch trying to get a signal, and I don't know. I mean, it helps that my in-laws are from West Virginia. Not West Virginia, but actually, well, they're from Pennsylvania, not too far away from where Jerry is, actually. So I kind of know what the area is like. And same difference. Yeah, same mountain. Anyway, So we got a lot to talk about. We haven't had any phones released in the last week, which I think helps a little. But we've got a lot of just leaks pouring in left and right, and I'm struggling to keep up with it all. But let's talk about the Evo first some more, because I know there are a lot of people listening live right now in the chat room who have Evos, because we asked what everybody, you know, is using. And so one of the biggest complaints, I think we have, what, two major complaints about the Evo, one of which is battery life. And we're working on that. You know, we're seeing battery life tips come out everywhere, and, you know, there's no reason why battery life's, you know, tips that we published 6 months ago aren't still good, right? But the other thing that we hear people complain about is Wi-Fi, and Wi-Fi signal is just bad. And so Jerry and I started testing it, and we started hopping around in different places in our houses, with different phones. And what did we come up with, Jerry?
Well, it looks like, when you run a test that tells you your signal strength, that the Evo is just not good at all. But the speed itself didn't turn out too bad after all.
Yeah, so we went back and did a second test. The first test, we did signal, right? And the Evo was consistently under, I think, I used what? The Evo, the Nexus One, and the Droid are the three phones I have here right now. And sorry, we don't have an Incredible to test with right now. I really want to. We don't hate the Droid Incredible, believe it or not. I like it a lot. It's a very good phone. In fact, if you go and read our review of it, we like it a lot. We don't hate the Incredible. We just don't have one right now because the damn thing's sold out and you still can't get it anywhere. So Signal was a little less. And then you were using some older phones. You had the Sprint Hero.
Yeah.
You tested the Nexus One too, right?
Yeah. Right. I tested the Nexus One on Froyo.
Right.
And just me too. to mix things up a little bit. Yeah. Oh, okay.
And then you have the Ion, which is the Google Dev phone from a year ago, right? That's the one they gave out at I.O. last year. And based on? That's the same as the Hero?
It's kind of, sort of. It's the Magic, basically.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we did our signal tests, and the Evo beat those older phones, but it was a little less in signal strength than the newer phones. So then we went back and did speed tests, because obviously signal's nice, but how fast is it, right? And what we found, and this was surprising to both of us, I think, because we kind of emailed each other at the same time, like, whoa, it's about as fast, right? It's just about as fast as the Nexus One. And the Droid was a little faster for me and had better signal strength. The Droid's kind of a monster. It's kind of a hoss.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a little more rugged. I'll bet the Wi-Fi pulls a little more juice on the Droid.
What I'm hearing is that it's possible that the API that it uses to get signal strength might be under-reporting the strength. Don't know that for a fact yet, and I know there's still tests going on. So I wouldn't worry about it when you start seeing fewer bars on Wi-Fi.
Stop with the bars. Don't worry about bars. Just deal.
Yep.
Does it work? It works. Bars are the next software update that's going to come out with this is going to change nothing except for the RSSI, the indicator. It's going to show it as being better and more bars, so it makes you feel better. Just, if it works, it works. Don't worry about the bars.
Exactly. And that's about all we can say about that is, just use it. If it works, cool. If it doesn't, then start complaining. Go to the forums, ask questions, ask everybody. And by the way, all you people who have been in the Evo forums are just awesome. I have never seen this at Android Central in my tenure here. And everybody's just helping each other. It's all lovey-dovey. Makes me all warm inside, and I kind of don't like that feeling. I'm getting used to it. It's because of the pre-people, they say, in the chat room.
Well, that's you pre-people scared me. I heard a whole bunch of bad things, and it's just not happening.
No. That's the BlackBerry people. The Palm people, never, ever underestimate, a Palm community. It's just nuts. If you don't believe me, go to the pre-central forums. And then come back to ours.
I'm registered. Yeah, come back to us.
So that's kind of our Evo Wi-Fi tests, and I don't have too much to say about that other than it's okay for me. Battery life still isn't good. In fact, I had to stop and charge it this morning because I didn't leave it plugged in overnight, and it died on me. But I don't know what to do about battery. What do you guys think that is? I know everybody's looking at the battery usage and the stats, and it's not saying it's, that the screen is the big suck on the battery. But it's got to be, right? I mean, it's a 4.3-inch screen. It's going to take more to pull it.
Yeah, but I guess...
Yeah, it's got to take a little more.
You got to look at what, the overall, experience with the device. It's a bigger screen. I think it's definitely worth, the battery life. If you're having to charge it... I mean, okay, so I've read a lot of conflicting things. People have said everything from, just running, let's just say, exchange on it, and they're able to get through an entire day down to... 4 hours. Like, it's such a wide range of things, and I think it depends on how much you're doing on it. So, just for the sake of, let's take a snapshot of Phil and what Phil's experience is, and then let's take a snapshot of what Jerry's experience is. And
neither of those are pretty pictures.
They are definitely, that's why we're on a podcast. So first off, Phil, okay, so what are you running on your device, and what has been your, let's just say, average as far as battery?
Jerry, what am I running on then now? I mean, this is a weird time to segue into it, but we can. I'm running whatever this Franken ROM is that Jerry and Keith have worked up, the Rainbows versus Unicorns ROM, or I don't ask. I just do what they tell me.
It is the original shipping ROM from Sprint with the OTA update built into it in a way that won't steal your root ability. Okay. And a couple custom things, but that's the core of what it is.
I'm really kind of the wrong guy to ask, though, because I don't have a normal job. I don't work in an office. If I move, it's because I have to go to the kitchen or something, right? I work from home. I go and pick up my kid and come right back. But even just using it and just playing games, as I'm sitting here pretending to work, it definitely chews through battery life, and I haven't figured out what it is. A lot of times I've noticed the screen doesn't turn off as quickly as I would think it would, and I haven't gone in to figure out why, just because I'm lazy. People in the chat room are talking about GPS. I've seen the GPS on a lot, too, and I don't know why, when the little satellite thing starts flashing at you. So something's doing it, and I figure they'll fix it at some point, right? Or Jerry will.
Well, I've got a couple things I'm looking at. Kind of hard for me because... I happen to live so close to a Sprint tower that Sprint phones, it's hard for me to judge the battery life because mine are always better than average. How CDMA works. And when you have a tower, I mean, literally 100 yards from where you sit all day, your signal's going to be great and it's not going to search. It's not going to try to switch and your battery life's going to be much better. Without any tweaks at all, I was getting 12, 13 hours, the first couple days I had it. But I know that's not the normal, and I think that's because my signal is so strong.
Show off.
No.
I'm talking about your signal.
Well, a sprint signal makes me a show off, I guess. But you know, so it's I'm probably the absolute wrong person to ask because I have everything running on mine just to see how it works. I have, Friendstream, Twitter, Latitude, anything I could think of to run, I'm running it, and I'm still getting 12, 13 hours, you know, a whole day's use, and it's not ready to shut off when I plug it in at night.
And neither one of us, we need to ask Keith now that he's been using his for a week or so, because neither one of us has 4G, so we're not even taking that into the equation yet.
Yeah, I'm serious. That'll definitely drag you down. Absolutely.
Yeah, there are serious, serious tests that need to be done with 4G. And, you know, if anyone at Sprint wants to bring it here to Pensacola, well, I'll gladly accept it.
You just need to take a trip out to, where's the closest one for you? Atlanta, that's coming, right?
Yeah, we toyed with that, and it's a lot of work. No, Keith has it up in a I think Philly where he is. And actually what we need to do, and I'll get on that this weekend, we need to just get a major test going in the forums because all you guys just rock, and I know will help us out with that. But that's the chat room. How many people in the chat room have 4G where they are?
I see Adam is in Atlanta. He has it.
See, what I do is I ask a question of the chat room, and then I take a little drink of my milk that I have sitting over here. That's how it works. I'm just buying
that
time.
Curdled milk, I'm sure.
90 minute
milk. Yeah. So you know.
So okay. So let me ask you a question. Both of you actually. Phil, what happened in your laundry room? Why did it was that you didn't get any Wi-Fi signal?
No, because it's the farthest location that I tested from. You know, my router is in one corner of the house, and the laundry room is in the opposite corner. So it's as far as I can get from the router and still be in the house. So it wasn't surprising that it really didn't get much signal because, let's face it, I live in a mansion. Not really. No, I mean, I live in a, 1,800 square foot house. You know, it's a 3-bedroom house. Phil moved Jerry's router. I'm not going to move Jerry's router. Jerry has to move it himself. Sorry, guys. No, so that was the farthest location that I tested. And anything outside of that, you know, just really no signal. I mean, it was weird. I got a signal, like, in the signal test, but I didn't get any data pushed. Although the signal test, I mean, what's the limit? Do you guys know the dBm? Like, what's the threshold of getting data?
It's usually right around 100, maybe just a little bit over.
So there you go.
It depends on the radio. It depends on, you know, the device, but usually it's about a negative 100, 105. I've seen a little bit higher than that, like 107, but negative 100 is a good benchmark.
And I didn't. And,
yeah, that meshes with what I saw exactly because I was on the phones that worked out of my porch. Yesterday, when we did the speed test, the weather conditions were really bad, really humid, nasty, rainy. My Nexus could grab a signal right around minus 99 dBm, and then it would shut off, and then it would come back. None of the other phones could connect at all.
Really bad and rainy. I call that Tuesday.
Yeah.
We're not even into hurricanes yet. I don't know if the oil will affect my Wi-Fi signal. We'll see.
I don't know.
That's just going to depress me.
What if it makes it better?
I don't really think that's a good trade, no.
No.
Not so much. So that's kind of our Wi-Fi. I'll tell you what else we saw on the Evo in the past week is this free Wi-Fi tether app thingy that came out. Have you tried that, Jerry? I couldn't get it to work. I screwed it up somehow.
Yeah, it'll work if you download the newest Rainbow versus Unicorns.
Ah.
I've got it. Well, I say I. Keith and I have it built in there and working. They updated the app. No more having to enter commands or anything. It just works now, just like it does on the Nexus.
Is Sprint going to be able to block that somehow?
Don't think so.
Yeah.
It lets the phone collect the data and then it, you know, changes it on the device itself. It's just your Evo getting data from the Sprint network is all it's going to look like to Sprint.
So they, you know, won't be
lots and lots of data.
PDA data. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, chances of getting in trouble for this are, and not to put us on the spot, you know, because obviously you're not using it in the way that Sprint intended. But,
right.
But you know, chances of getting in trouble are pretty slim.
I would think so. I mean, if you get excessive with it month after month, there some questions are going to get asked. And, you know, they can't prove that you've done anything. But, you know, that's something everybody's going to have to decide for themselves. I don't want to tell anybody to do something that they shouldn't. But I don't want to tell anybody not to do something that's that easy. So I'll let everyone decide for themselves.
True. Let's talk about, I don't want to get into the iPhone yet. We'll get there because we got to talk about it. But let's talk about the Droid 2 pictures that just came out today. We finally saw them. We saw the keyboard, was it last week? And it looked a little better. The D-pad's gone. We have arrow keys now. The keys look a little better. And then Droid Life has been leaking this thing out one piece at a time. I joked in the post. I told you I was in a bad mood this week. I joked in the post that next we would see blurry pictures of the headphone jack and the power button and the micro USB. So this thing is leaked out ever so slowly. Obviously, somebody probably at Verizon or Motorola has it and is showing it off. And actually, I checked with one of my sources today, and it looks like we really are expecting two Motorola devices on Verizon. One with a keyboard, that'll be the Droid 2. The other will be the Droid either Extreme or Fandroid had something up today that showed it was the Droid X. I don't know where that was from. It was like an inventory screen from somebody, so I don't know if it was Verizon or Moto or some third-party thing that just called it whatever the hell it wanted. And you know, we've seen that happen before, right? We've seen these third-party retailers, you know, say, oh, yeah, we're getting the iPhone, and no, you're not. Stop. So we'll see. But my source, who is a pretty good source, says, yeah, in fact, we are expecting two Motorola devices. One will have a keyboard and one won't. I'm looking forward to the candy bar one without the keyboard. I've played with some of the Chinese phones, the XT720, which was just announced for Europe. And supposedly there's one with a T-Mobile 3G bands too that's floating around out there. So that would be exciting. Yeah. Have you guys?
Yeah. Because
Mickey, did you see any of those at CES or?
No, I guess I didn't really take that close of a look though either. I was in the Nexus fog at that point. So.
and they might not have been there at CES. I really. Like, I'm new at this. CES, my first show, right? But CES, MWC, and CCIA are all a blur already, actually. but I'm trying to remember. I'm pretty sure I played with one at CES. But I know I've used them at MWC, too. I love Moto hardware. I really do. I don't know why they get so much crap for some of their phones, because their hardware is just solid, solid stuff. But at the same time, I'm a little disappointed. Yes.
Moto Q.
I don't even know what that
is. That's the two words. Moto Q. If you ever used one, you'll know why people were hard on Moto here lately.
I will tell you why people are hard on the Motorola Q. I had six. I had six Motorola Qs.
oh, that Q. I'm sorry. No. Well, I mean, I've got one laying here dead on the desk next to me, actually. I love my Q9H. No,
not Q9H.
Oh, okay. Oh, the original Q. Yeah, the original Q was crap.
Yes.
No, I mean, but my Q9H, I mean, I was going to take this thing to shows this year if the damn thing would charge, but it won't. It's old. You know, what are you going to do? Put it out of its misery. But it's still sitting here because I refuse to get rid of it in hopes that one day it will spring to life. But what do you guys think about this new phone? So we saw reported specs, right? 750 megahertz not A4, sorry, that's Apple.
OMAP.
What's the OMAP? So 750 megahertz, supposedly 8 gigabytes of memory plus another 8 gigabyte storage card, whatever you can up storage card. I mean, it's a bump up, but by the time this thing comes out, we're going to be closing in on a year later, you know, a year after the original Droid, which is just a game changer as far as Android comes. Is this a big enough step, do you think, Mickey?
Well, you know what? I'm not a real good person to ask about this because I'm not the biggest fan of slider QWERTYs. Mm-hmm. But you know what? They've done some nice things with the specifications on it. And for those that are looking for that next device, you know, to upgrade to, this is going to be the easy answer for them. I don't know that it's after using a Droid for a very limited amount of time. I can tell you I'm not a fan, though. I'm excited. The keyboard looks much better. I'm glad they made it a symmetrical keyboard, you know what I mean, where it's not, doesn't have that D-pad on one side and stuff like that.
Right.
So I could probably get used to it if I needed to, but again, I'm not probably the right person to ask about that because I'm not excited about it, but that's just because I don't want a physical keyboard.
Jonesbug in the chat room asks, how sure are we of the specs? And I'm not at all. This is all stuff coming out of Droid Life. So we haven't seen it confirmed anywhere else. And the one that really, really worries me is they talk about it running a new version of MotoBlur. And I don't know if it's the same kind of MotoBlur that we see on the Flip Out, which actually looks better, right? It looks a little, I've heard people say, less intrusive. And everybody knows I'm not a fan of MotoBlur at all. I mean, I'm almost to the point where I won't review a phone if it has MotoBlur because it's that bad. And somebody else in the chat room mentions NinjaBlur. There was a tweet at some point somewhere that said, yeah, the next MotoBlur is fast, like a NinjaBlur. And we didn't even do a post on it because it's like, really? You're going to call NinjaBlur? No.
I like it.
All right, so here are the specs. Android 2.1 at launch, 3.7-inch screen, 750 megahertz OMAP processor, Wi-Fi, tethering, 8 gigabytes, 8 gigabytes, 5-megapixel camera, which we know because we've seen that in pictures already, too. No HDMI port, no front-facing camera, so it's going to be faster, and that's about it, right? Screen size the same? I can't remember the screen size of the original Droid.
I think the screen size, yeah, was the same.
Yeah. So we're a year later, right? And let's go ahead and talk about the iPhone 2, because we have to, or the iPhone 4.
Oh, wait, I want to touch on the new Motos real quick. I don't think that the Droid 2 will come with Moto Blur. And this is just Jerry's opinion here. They're putting out two Motorola phones on the same carrier, supposedly very close to each other. I can see the Droid 2 being a vanilla Android device and the Droid Slab having their new Ninja Blur monstrosity, whatever it is, on it. And, you know, like I said, that's just my gut call. I don't think, I'm sure they know how many people they're going to piss off if they put Moto Blur on the Droid 2.
I agree.
We know it. They know it.
Absolutely. And I agree too. I don't think you're going to see Moto Blur on the Droid.
And the processor, everybody's going to say, oh, 750, blah, blah. That 750 OMAP processor, because of the way they use the graphic chip, it is going to be amazing. You're going to love it.
Oh, don't, and actually, think, well, in speaking of the Droid, so I finally, you know, the Droid was the first Android phone I ever used, right? I'm not that new to Android. I did Windows Mobile for a long time. But I love the Droid. I really like it a lot. Except for the keyboard. But the thing is just solid. So I finally rooted one for the first time, like yesterday. So I've got Froyo on it now. I've got the new Bugless Beast Froyo on it. And, you know, just running the Linpack test and all that stuff. It's not as fast as, you know, it's not anywhere near as fast as the Nexus One or even the Evo. And I don't know. I mean, maybe the chat room knows. Maybe you know, Jerry. Is the JIT running on these Froyo builds on the Droid yet?
Yeah, I think the JIT's running, but we got to remember now, Linpack scores and the Quadrant score. The Droid is going to do better on Quadrant when they get it all figured out.
Sure.
Just because of the VR graphics chip. It's going to do a lot better.
Okay.
Linpack, I'll bet even pushing it as hard as you can, it's not going to, if it beats what they can do with the Snapdragon, it's not going to be by much because it's a different benchmark. You know, benchmarking a different thing. The processor in the Droid is going to be more than enough to do anything you can do on the N1. The Droid 2 is going to take things to a different level.
I don't disagree. I just worry about it not seeming like enough to everybody because everybody needs shiny, right?
And it's going to come out, and then supposedly here in the fall, they've got these monster dual core gigawatt whatever coming out. People are going to say, oh, I just bought this 3 months ago. Oh, I hate Android. And, you know, that's what I'm worried about is people are going to, oh, it's only 750 megahertz. This sucks. Mm-hmm. And I just, you know, want to get the word out. That's not true. Try it. I'm sure you're going to like it.
I think it's going to be good. When do you think we're going to see it, though? You think November again? You think they're going to do like an anniversary launch?
I would be willing to bet we see it at least one of these two new motos sometime this summer and the other one close to Christmas. You know, from purely a business standpoint, that makes really good sense.
Mm-hmm. I'll buy that. And I haven't heard anything on launch dates yet at all.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, neither have I. That's just Jerry talking again.
But go back to like something like The Incredible, right? Which we saw, it started leaking maybe a month or so before it came out. And somebody just put in the chat room a link that's not to Android Central.
Mashable? I was just thinking that. I'm like,
what? Come on, man. I should ban this guy on principle.
I was going to say Droid Y0.
All right, dude. I'm going to totally take advantage of having a live chat. But if somebody doesn't put in the Android Central link, like right now, Banhammer. Oh. Anybody? Nobody's going to do it? Oh,
well, no, make it here. Count.
I heard, wait. Yeah.
No, not that link. Hold on.
there we go. I love the chat room. I'm really getting into the chat room, I think. I'm enjoying it. Oh, man. You guys are okay. Oh, my God.
That's me. There you go. Yes, that link right there.
How did I ever do a podcast without a chat room? So that's the new Droid stuff. Man. What do you guys want to talk about? Let's talk about Samsung next. We started getting invites to an event on June 29th up in New York City, and we're going to go. It's going to be a launch event for the Galaxy S. Finally, the Galaxy S is coming to the United States. I say finally. It was just 3 months ago they announced the thing. So don't know where it is yet in New York City, but I'll be up there, and I'm sure we'll go out later that night. And if anyone's up, we need to do a meetup at some point somewhere, I think. But it's coming. We still don't know what carrier or when. We just know it's coming. And a Googler says in the chat room, Galaxy S greater than iPhone 4 Retina screen. And that is what I wanted to talk about. So we saw a Samsung guy. Well, let's talk about the iPhone 4 Retina display, which is a hilarious name. I love the name, actually. That's really, really good. So it's got... All right. When you talk about screens, you have screen size and then you have resolution and you do a little bit of math and you get DPI, dots per inch. And so the iPhone 4 is the exact same size as the previous iPhone, right? But they've crammed in basically twice as many pixels, in the same space. So you have this really high dots per inch or pixels per inch, excuse me. Yes. PPI.
It's actually four times, but that's okay.
What did I say? 10 times, 20 Two. Times, whatever, whatever Job said. Nobody's going to bite
four.
On that?
Four.
Okay. Four times. So it's a lot, right? And from everything we've heard, and Rene Ritchie from Titby is out there, and he's seen it. He's held one. He says it's beautiful. And I expect it is. But Samsung came out and said, hey, our Super AMOLED screens are actually better than this. And we've seen a couple conflicting posts about which is actually better, how many PPI the human eye can actually see at one time. I don't know. I don't care about that. I want to hold the two side by side, and whichever one I like better, I like better. And you might well, differ, right? You might like something else, whatever. But we haven't seen Super AMOLED outside yet. I've only seen it in, like, show floors. They won't let us take it outside. I want to see the 80% less reflectivity, and I still haven't gotten to play with that. Like, they won't let me take it outside and leave with
it. They want to make sure they get it back.
Strangely enough, yeah. So I don't know. Hopefully, the thing in New York is at night. So I'm trying to figure out how to, I'll bring it back in the morning. I promise. I don't know. What do you guys think about that? What do you guys think about the iPhone in general? Mickey, I know you're an iPhone user. You've been an iPhone user from the get go.
You know what?
Do you see this as like totally shutting down the Evo?
As a side, I'm actually my iPhone went on the block. It sold. That's a whole other story. Sold doesn't mean you have money in your pocket. Just so you know, I have an eBay auction that's ended with a winner, though it is not it has not actually been shipped yet because I don't have any money. Anyway, I looked at when I watched the announcement, so there's a couple of really good things that are in there, but kind of like how I've felt with a number of devices that have come out recently, like the BlackBerry 9650. I really felt Like that device should have been what the, or the tour should have been what that device is. And that's kind of what I felt like with this announcement was this is what the 3GS should have been. You know, the screen was like the big thing. There was a lot of announcements that came out, but the screen was really the thing that captured everyone. A 5-megapixel camera, eh, you know, 720p video recording. Okay. But,
yeah, but
you know,
have you seen the supposed sample pictures from this thing? Gorgeous.
Yeah.
If that's true, I don't think we've ever seen a camera this good ever on a phone.
Well, all right. I saw them and maybe, I don't know, maybe I was drunk. I don't know. I didn't find them to be just overwhelmingly amazing. I thought they were good. I thought they were better than most, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it's, I don't know. I think the Nexus camera is good. I thought the iPhone 4 camera pictures were maybe marginally better, but I don't know. I've certainly seen great pictures from a lot of Nokia hardware, and I know that's like a word you don't hear that much on this show, but you know, Nokia.
Oh, no. I mean,
really
yeah,
darn
I mean,
good optics. So
yeah, well, what Matt Miller showed us back in December was just incredible. Right? Everybody's saying the iPhone pictures were photoshopped. I've seen a lot of Photoshop pictures in my day. Right, I used to work at 300 DPI. At the newspaper, and we, you know, had to tone photos and stuff. So I've looked at a lot of photos really close up for a long time. No, I haven't become an Apple fanboy, but I'm a fan of, you know, really good pictures. And if you can get really good pictures, you know, then so be it, right? I don't know. And that was the thing about the Evo. Everyone was like, it's got an 8-megapixel camera. And then I took them and I, you know, blew them up to 100%. And it's like, hey, there's a really big picture that still looks crappy when it's really big.
I'm not a big fan of HTC cameras. I don't think they do an amazing job. They're okay, but they're not, you know, I feel the same way about the microphones too. I don't feel like the, you know, that they do a great job with audio either. The quality is just not amazing, but you know what? There's a lot of other things that make up for it. So, but to go back to your question, I don't think that the iPhone 4 is going to totally crush the Evo. I've seen more lukewarm things recently about it than like super positive things. Everyone who's had hands-on time with it says, wow, this thing is gorgeous. I think it was iFixit actually dropped one last night and it cracked. And I was totally blown away when I saw that because I thought, well, what happened to this, the little, you know, promo video that they did where they were, you know, bending this glass, you know, to the max and nothing happened to it and they drop it and it breaks. And that's actually got me really concerned. Specifically because my wife is just needs an iPhone. She's got an iPhone right now. She wants the new one. I'm going to buy her a new one. And I'm like, ooh, what are we going to, you know, what do you do for someone who, you know, drops their phone occasionally? I mean, I have cases on some of my devices depending on, you know, how they, you know, how I use them. But I'm pretty concerned about, you know, what that's going to mean. And I don't think that people that have switched over to Sprint and have switched over to the Evo are going to feel bad about that decision because I think that the iPhone 4 is a decent step up in as far as they've upgraded a lot of things. But this is what Apple does. They upgrade specific things that they know they can upgrade year over year, and they'll get to a point here. And you know, we were talking about this on our Unlock show this week. I think we're at an 18-month product refresh cycle now for Apple. They've got that A4 processor in it. They've got a decent camera in it. And you've got all these other things going for it that I don't know a year from now what specifically they can do. I mean, it's going to be really minor things. So I think they can take an 18-month approach to this from now on. Now, HTC is going to come out with new hardware depending on the carrier that they're working with. Obviously, Apple is restricted here in the U.S. right now, which is a whole other story. I still think we're going to see a CDMA iPhone later this year. Mark my words, I may be wrong, but I'm still going with that. I think, though, if you look at what HTC has done with the Evo, first 4G phone, there's nothing even on the horizon right now else for Sprint or, you know, we've talked about Verizon coming out with their LTE networks later this year. We're not going to see phone hardware for that. That's at least 12 months off. What we're going to see is we're going to see USB sticks. We're going to see some sort of MiFi competitor type thing like the Overdrive. And there's all sorts of different things that you have to take in consideration. And I don't think that, you know, the Evo is, you know, going to be left out. I think it's a great product. I'm looking for, I should have one here in the next couple of weeks. I've been working with Sprint and so hopefully I can get one. I know they're hard to get. So, but I can't wait to check it out because I'm pretty excited about that one. About as excited as I was when I got my Nexus because, you know, it's that kind of device. It really impresses me.
Jerry, I assume, and here's a big giant plug for the iPhone blog, but I'm, I assume you've read everything going on at Tippy, and Renee is still out there. Actually, I think WWDC just wrapped up. And Renee did a really good job out there with all the developers and Meta Live Blog, the keynote and everything. But from what you've seen, do you see this as being a threat to Android at all?
Okay. Yes and no. There is the name. The name Apple draws a lot of people because people just really like their hardware. People really like the way the software works. And, you know, maybe some of those people went ahead and bought an Evo just because it was available. And they might switch back. Mickey has a really good point. It's not that big of a change. If Sprint and the Evo works well for people, I don't see a huge mass migration away from Android, but there's going to be a little bit just because it's made by Apple and their reputation.
That's not necessarily a bad thing. I mean, it's a pretty good reputation. But I'm going to have to defend myself again, aren't I? I use a PC. I don't have anything Apple in my house. My wife has an iPhone. That's it. That's my disclaimer. Is that enough iPhone? Everybody over the iPhone now? We're still here. That was kind of... I wanted to do a post. What was it? Monday, Tuesday? Whenever that was. And be like, we are still here! Whole Matrix sort of thing. But I didn't. We're still here. I'm not worried about it. I think there's enough space to... I think there's enough space for everybody to exist at the same time. And like Renee, you know, says too, it's good to have choice. We need to have choice. And I absolutely agree. What else should we talk about? Oh, speaking of the Droid Incredible, I know we were speaking about it like 20 minutes ago, but it's finally been rooted, sort of. It's been rooted, but you can't have it yet, which is kind of often the case these days, right? That's what happened with the Evo at first, too. They found one way to root it, and it sort of kind of worked, but it wasn't ready for prime time yet. And same with the Incredible. And I haven't looked since it first came out early this morning on Thursday, but basically what they had to do was get it to ADB, and if you don't know hacking Android, I'm sorry, this is going to be over your head and just sound really horrible, but you have to ADB while you're in recovery, which is kind of unheard of, right? That's really tough to do, or it's a timing thing too. You had to do things exactly at the right moment. Jerry, have you read up on this today yet? Don't mean to put you on the spot.
Yeah, I took a look at that. It's scary looking, isn't it? I got a pretty good grasp on what's going on, and it's still scary. I'm sure it's something that they're gonna, you know, work through and make it a little bit easier. Even if they have to make like a little handholder program that you just put on your computer and run it. But what's there, you know, that's great for people who want it so bad they're willing to go through the button clicking at the right time. You know, it's scary. That's really the best way I can put it. It is scary.
I mean, it was basically like put tinfoil on your left hand. And this is not like a slight to the people working on it because I think it's awesome. And it's, you know, about time, and I understand it's not been easy, but it's like, all right, you got to put tinfoil on your left hand and stick the other one at a 30-degree angle, and then at the right time, click OK with your toe. You know, well, it hasn't been easy, and it's not easy.
It from the way it looks, you're not going to hurt anything if you don't catch it at the right time. So that's the most important part. You're not going to break your phone. It's just, it's hard.
I don't know what to say. we need root on the Incredible. And it's weird that this one's taken so long, and I don't know why. Just because.
But I got a good idea.
Yeah? HTC or Verizon?
No, Verizon. Especially if you're a little bit familiar with Linux, you can harden things. Sprint just left it wide open. The way it was built, they just let it go. You know, go ahead, here, use it. Verizon looks like they took a little bit of extra trouble to try to keep the phone from, you know, I hate to use the word security hole, but, you know, that's a good way to put it this time. Verizon took a little bit of extra trouble to make sure you cannot get access through the shell that you shouldn't. It's not going to stop it from happening. It never does. But Verizon looks like they had HTC go to a little bit further lengths than Sprint or you know, AT&T, whoever picks up the Desire. Those are, you know, they're just standard, whereas the Incredible is a step a little harder.
Could be worse. They could have borked the GPS like they did on the Grand Prix, which, oh, I can't believe they went back and did that. But anyway, and anyone
who's, I think that was an accident.
You think so?
Yeah. I think it's just they're not trying to force anybody to pay for anything and get any extra money. I just think that was the easy way to do it, and they didn't think ahead what might happen.
I guess, but you know, we've talked about this with Dieter, you know, back in the Windows Mobile days, it was a big thing that everybody else had GPS, but Verizon. Anyway, I don't want to get into that.
Yeah.
What do you guys want to talk about next? The HTC Liberty. So here's a device name that we've gotten. I don't know if this is the Aria slash, what was the other name?
The B, was it the B or something?
No, the B is a separate. The B is a separate device. But the Liberty we know is a pretty good name, right? We've seen, actually, there's a ROM that leaked out for that. No, the Scorpion was something else too. And not that one was slated for Verizon, I think.
Mm.
But no, the Liberty ROM is out there. I've seen it. I've got it. And we put up that picture. That just came from the RUU, right? So when you rip down the ROM and when you load a ROM, right, you know, it pops up a little picture of the phone, and that's what that's from. So that's slated for AT&T, and we've seen a couple of inventory shots, one from Radio Shack, and then somebody sent me another one. I'm not sure where it's from. I'm not sure if it was Radio Shack or AT&T itself. So we don't really know how much the price, you know, I'm sure phone pricing is pretty standard right now.
Yeah. You can pretty much count on $199 on a contract.
Exactly. So the question is, what is it still? And I don't know. Nobody knows. I'm hoping it's that kind of Touch Pro 2 QWERTY keyboard looking device that we saw go through the FCC. We'll see. The Aria. What was the Aria? Yeah. No, see, there are too many phones. Was the Aria supposed to be the Galaxy S? Did I totally screw up that story? Now I have to go back and look at it. I might well have. Wouldn't be the
I'm
first
just going to take this opportunity. Please stop making phones so they put out a CDMA legend, please. Then make all the phones you want.
I told Dieter, I said, the next website I run for you, sir, it only can have one phone, period. going from Windows Mobile to Android, my brain is just so scrambled. I would love to see the Galaxy S on AT&T. I will snap that up in a heartbeat.
You will.
And you know what? It has TouchWiz on it, but TouchWiz 3 looks so much better than TouchWiz 2, which is damning faint praise, I know. But, you know, A, I believe people will hack it, and B, Super AMOLED. We need to play with it. We need to test it.
And it's so much better than CheeseWiz 3, so, you know.
Phone in a can.
Right.
No, I'm, you know, we need to play with Super AMOLED. Everyone keeps saying how good it is, and nobody's actually used it yet, so it's far beyond time to do it. What else?
Mm-hmm. I want to see the Galaxy S just because that 90 million triangles a second that the graphic card supposedly pumps out, I want to see that with no extra RAM added. It's still 512 megabytes. If they can pull that off without slowing the system down, you know, because there's nothing to hold all that information, that's going to be awesome if they can do it.
Let's see. The Samsung Acclaim has been outed on Sammy's support sites. Cell South is getting the milestone. Woohoo! That's good for everybody. You know, the little regionals are really, you know, they're a year behind now at this point, right? But it's good to see them getting solid phones. I like that, especially being Android. I'm a little surprised it took that long.
I was going to say this fall that might change. You do know Metro PCS is slated to get the first LTE telephone sometime third quarter this year.
Mm-hmm.
So that, and, you know, that's a big draw. You can be sure you're going to see some LTE Android phones. And if, you know, if they can put it on Metro PCS, they have a chance to get something first and exclusive for a while.
I think it's easy. I mean, it's real easy for us to forget that as small as these regionals are, they're still pretty big. And every time we put up a Cell South or a Metro PCS post, I'm amazed at just how many comments there are.
Yep.
A lot of people use carriers that aren't the big four, and it would do us well to remember that. So, Jerry, that's your new task.
Okay. All right.
So when we ignore him, blame Jerry. Yeah.
It's Jerry's fault.
The Garmin phone is now available, and that's about all I have to say about that. I used that one in Barcelona. I talked to the Garmin guys and got to play with that a little bit. I mean, it's not a bad phone, but why do we need a... No, you don't. You don't need a dedicated GPS phone anymore, right?
No. Let's move on from this one. This one is...
Sorry, Garmin. All right, so let's talk some software. We talked about the Droid and Froyo a little bit, and we'll have a link in the show notes, and you guys in the chat room, and everybody in the podcast, actually, should have mentioned this earlier, but we have a dedicated podcast forum set up in the forums now, so we're going to have show note links, and you can ask us questions in there, too. What else? The Quick App. Jerry and I have been playing with that, so the updated Quick App for the Evo, so it can use the front-facing camera and do the cool video chat and all that stuff. It's been up and down. Sometimes you can get it out of the market, sometimes you can't. And so we finally got it, and Jerry and I did some tests with it. And turns out, hey, Jerry, did you see we figured out the microphone thing while you saw a little microphone button on your end?
Yes, I saw that, and now that makes sense to me.
Yeah, so you won't be talking over each other. Whoever initiates the call can talk whenever they want. Whoever receives the call has a little microphone button they have to press when they want to talk. So that's just going to be the way that is. It worked okay for us, I guess. I mean, we need to test it again when it's not like totally just slammed on quick servers.
Yeah, I got a chance to test it with Ali from the site, one of our writers.
Oh, did you? Mm-hmm.
And he was on 4G, I do believe, and I was on Wi-Fi. And there was some sound issues because he didn't have a headset, but it worked okay. You know, just about as good as it did with you and I both on Wi-Fi. And, you know, I've talked with him. He doesn't get a monstrous 4G signal, but he gets enough mm-hmm. that it's faster than 3G, and it worked okay. So that's good news.
We also heard from Google this week. Apps had been disappearing from the market. When they updated, they would update and then just disappear. Developers couldn't see them. We couldn't see them. So supposedly everything is back. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if they're doing stuff behind the scenes. I mean, there's a lot of stuff they showed us at I/O that we haven't seen yet. The web interface, being able to load from the web. What else? Being able to, the searches are going to get better. You're actually going to be able to use the Android Market website the way it should be.
Music.
The way they should.
Music.
The music thing was farther off. And I really want to see that. I really want to be able to stream music from my computer to my phone. You know what I want? I don't think I've talked about that here yet, but I want Zune Pass on Android. Somebody just asked me on Twitter. I want Zune Pass on Android. That would be perfect. I love Zune Pass. I'm so in love with Microsoft Zune Pass.
Do you think Microsoft would go for that?
I really wish they would.
I mean, if they do, that'd be the only stumbling block.
I mean, how old is Zune Pass at this point? I mean, that's been around for a long time, and it's kind of gone nowhere because they haven't done anything with it.
Yeah.
I think if they open it up, you know, that's going to bring, because a lot of people have Xboxes.
Or Windows Phone 7 is going to be real tight with Zune Pass, and we won't see it on any other device.
It's totally going to work with Zune Pass, and I think that's what's going to happen, is you're not going to get it on any other device because it'll be on 7. If you haven't heard us lament that on the Windows Mobile podcast, then you're missing out. Because every week, I love Zune Pass. Why did it take me so long to get it? My wife's like, yeah, I downloaded this to my iPhone. I'm like, how much did that cost? Zune Pass, free! Anyway. let's talk about Flash, because we've been running Froyo for a few weeks now, and we ran a poll on the site today, actually, for those of us who have been running Froyo and or running Flash. I ran Flash for a little bit at first, and then have wiped a couple times between now and then, and just didn't bother putting it back on, and I don't miss it any. I really don't. I mean, it's nice that you have the option in the browser to only use it when you need it, but...
That's because you're a hater.
Yeah? Is that what it is?
Yeah, you're just a hater.
Okay. I love Apple, so therefore,
yeah,
I don't actually use any Apple products, but I must hate Flash, right?
It sounds like it.
I mean, what about you? Have you been using it a lot?
Who, me? I thought you said Mickey.
Yes.
Yeah, I have it activated, but use it a lot? No, I use it when I need it. I love the fact that it's there. Said it last week. I hit the little green arrow, and I can see what the web designer wanted me to see without having to worry about any other problems. So I like that part.
What about you, Mickey? Do you still see this going anywhere? Do you care?
You know, I've been vocal about it. It's not that I don't care about it. I do think it's a great thing as an option on a device, but I don't see me necessarily feeling the need to use it. So, I'm still kind of in the same boat where I just don't care. I just don't care at this point. It's not a bad thing to have, but it's not a necessity either.
I was on an advertising call with a couple of really smart people yesterday, a guy from VentureBeat and a Rich Brome who founded PhoneScoop. And we all kind of decided that at some point something's going to win, but it's not like Flash is going to just disappear overnight because Apple hates it. Something might well win out, but you know, it's not going to happen tomorrow or the next day or the day after that.
Well, yeah, HTML5 will be the future. That I have no doubt, but the future isn't here yet.
The future's always here. It's coming anyway.
Well, in Pensacola, it's there. In West Virginia, we live in the past.
Metaphysics on the Android Central podcast, everybody. We'll be here all week. Should we do some emails and voicemails? Well, before we do that, I do want to talk OS updates. Because, well, it's in the script and it says I have to. We saw a leak that came out of Timo News that the MyTouch 3G and other MyTouch phones, I guess, will be getting Froyo soon. Quote, soon. Don't know when, but soon. But that's good that it's coming. I like those phones a lot, actually.
Oh, so do I. They're nice little phones, especially that Fender one. I'd like to have one.
It was so tiny in the hand. It was very cool. And Google said in the forums that, yeah, we're working on the official Nexus One update. Quit bugging us, which is pretty much the same thing I've been telling all you guys out there for the past couple weeks, too. So it's coming. We just don't know when. And no, I don't know when the droid's getting it. Or why. Or how.
Well, I mean, maybe there's a problem that we just haven't seen, you know, more than the little problems we're seeing. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I'm sure they have a reason.
Oh, yeah. No, it's coming. You know, we don't know how totally finished the Froyo we have is, right? I mean, it's pretty finished, I think. It's pretty good, but we just don't know. It's coming. They'll sneak it out on us around dinner time, right about the time I'm ready to quit working for the day. And
just you listen to Siegler. He'll get it first.
All right. So now let's do some emails and voicemails. What do you guys say?
Works for me.
Anybody? Or should we do a giveaway first?
Let's do a giveaway.
Let's do a giveaway.
Yeah.
Should we do two giveaways?
Uh-oh.
I want to do two. In the meantime, let's do a voicemail, huh?
Works for me.
Let's hear Mel.
Let's hear Mel. Now Mel is an old friend. Mel's from WM Experts. You know, used to call us in every couple weeks. So here comes Mel.
Mel from the Midwest.
It's Mel from the Midwest. You
nice.
Know Mel too.
I love Mel. He calls me all the time.
Exactly. All right, here comes Mel.
Hey, guys, this is for Android Central. This is Mel. Well, one little piece of data, maybe. I'm thinking of getting an Evo. I have a Touch Pro 2 and a Trio 755P. Yeah, I'm in St. Louis, and I asked the Sprint rep, well, when's 4G coming? And she said, well, I can't tell you exactly, but the network is up intermittently. They're testing it. But every city with an NFL team, Sprint told us they would have 4G going before the season starts. Whether that's true or not, can't tell you. So the question is, I have data on both of those two phones, a lot of contacts, a lot of notes, memos, tasks. How do I get them onto an Evo? Is there a method? Now, I do have a Gmail account, but it's not my main email, and many of those contacts are not there. Most of them are on the devices. So let me know if you've got any solutions. I do have the Palm desktop up to date, but I never could get ActiveSync or Outlook to work. Thanks for all you guys are doing, and keep on plugging away with those podcasts and posts on Android Central. Have a great day.
I tell you, the number one thing, you know, I tell people now when they talk about coming to Android is if you don't use Gmail, start.
Yep.
It will just make your life so much easier. And I think it'll make your life easier anyway, right?
Yeah, you might as well. I mean, Google's watching where you browse, no differently whether you're using Gmail or whether you're not. So use the Gmail service, get the free perk for using an Android phone.
Mm-hmm. Mickey?
Yes? You expect me to answer something here?
Do you disagree?
No, I don't disagree, of course. I like Gmail. It works great. I think you should, I think Evernote is a good solution for what Mel was talking about.
Evernote is good. I've used Evernote.
Mm-hmm.
People who use iPhones like Evernote.
Evernote because I can use it on whatever the heck I'm on. You know, it doesn't matter
No, it's excellent cross-platform, actually. Yeah. And the Android client is really good, too.
I've never used it.
Really?
Everybody can boo me now. Yeah, I've never used it. I always just kept my notes local on my devices, so maybe I'll have to check it out.
You know what? The thing that I like with Evernote is I've got a number of different, obviously, phones and a number of computers and other digital devices that I use, and I used to use just note syncing in Exchange, but I found that it wasn't as robust enough, and so I needed to have something that could go further than just Exchange. And I use it for all sorts of weird things. I'll give you a couple kind of, I think, are very funny ones that I use it for. So for the guys out there, which is like 99% of you out there that actually have to look good, that sounded really weird, didn't it? So for those of you that have to stay well-groomed, I guess I should say, I always forget when I get my
getting
haircut.
Weirder.
Getting very weird.
And leaving Jerry out completely.
I need to get my hair cut on a regular basis, but I never remember when I do it. So I have an Evernote note where I keep track of every time that I get my hair cut. I put a note in there so that I can see like when the last time I got my hair cut was. And you're thinking, well, when your hair gets long, don't you just cut it? And yeah, I suppose I could do that, but I need to, to keep the professional business look that I have, get it cut like every 4 to 5 weeks, and otherwise I'll just forget and when it was, and I'm like, didn't I just get my hair cut? And I'm like, no, that was 5 weeks ago. Then I'll go get my hair cut. That's me.
Well, I just pulled a Dieter and installed it while we're talking here, so I'm going to check it out. Thank you.
I've got another not-so-weird one. Do you remember the last time you changed your air filter for your air conditioning? Probably not.
Yes, and because I wrote a note, and I keep it on a bulletin board in the back of my office door. That's perfect example, and I'm going to put that in here right now.
Exactly. Would you like some more? I can give you some more. How about the last time you reset your Wi-Fi router? Now you think, well, that doesn't seem like that big of a deal. But guess what? I keep track of it because I like to know every time I reset my Wi-Fi router so that I know, that things are good. I keep notes in there. I take notes, like when you get phone calls and stuff, I keep messages in there. I keep all the maintenance for my car in Evernote. So every time I do an oil change or a brake, change or whatever, I keep a chronology of all the phones that I've ever used. I keep the MAC addresses of and assigned IP addresses. I've assigned local static IP addresses to all my computers. I keep a note for that. I've got a pool. I keep all my okay. You see where I'm going with this?
I track yes, I do.
Everything and everything. Oh my god.
Okay, I'm going to give that a try. Thank you, Mickey.
You bet.
Well, I use a lot of phones. I have one phone that I actually have activated, but I have a bunch of junk sitting around here, and that could come in handy.
You guys done?
Yeah, I think we're done.
Yeah.
How about, I got one more. How about the ID for your Sling box? If you've got, use multiple devices and you've got a Sling box and you like, oh man, I got to paste in, if you don't have one of the newer devices that can, just pull down all of your boxes based on your Sling ID, it's a great place to keep it. The VIN number for your vehicle. How about the last time that if you've got a humidor for your cigars, when was the last time that you filled up the water in your humidor? I can go on and on. How about birthday ideas for your spouse? The last time your landscaper came. Maybe some ideas for a new website that you've got. Go on and on.
I'm just like counting the minutes that I'm going to edit out of this. Let's do some emails before I just lose it entirely, huh?
I'll read the first one. Chris writes, I would like to replace my aging G1 with what will probably be my last GSM phone. I love my Droid and the plain Android OS, so the Nexus One would be perfect, except that the Galaxy S has a front-facing camera and some interesting improvements. I think Samsung is innovating in the right direction, with the improved notifications panel and interaction, you can end a call with a button in the notification itself. I just don't know if that's enough to get me on board with TouchWiz and slower updates. That's the real issue. I don't root my phones, but I do want tethering, and I'm willing to pay for it. What would you guys do? You know what? I think in his situation, personally, I think that the Nexus One is going to be just fine for him. If he wants to wait for the Galaxy S, you know, that's, you know, his prerogative, and we'll see when that gets here, you know, all the things that you can do with it. But I think the Nexus would be okay. It's an expensive price point, but depending on how long you're going to use it, it may actually be a good thing for you to do, because if you're going to go buy any AT&T phone right now, you're going to have an ETF of, you know, $375. So if you go ahead and buy a Nexus, you can, if you're not in an AT&T contract, use the Nexus with your plan, and eventually, if you don't, you know, once you decide you don't want that anymore, you can sell it, make up some money, and, you know, move on. So I think the Nexus is a good way to go.
I'll have to agree with you there. Nexus is probably the best phone I've ever used. So any chance I get to say, try it, you'll like it, I say it.
All right. David writes, I finally got my MyTouch 3G Slide. So here's my dilemma. I have an old Palm Zire 72S. One program that I found nearly indispensable is a little program called GNU Keyring. This was written a long time ago. I'm considering porting the application from the code base from C to Java. The real trick is FIPS 181 pronounceable password generator that is part of the package. There's the back end of it. Is there any application that you know of or might have come across that might need basically the password generator I mentioned above? Look, dude, if you're about to port over an app, I'm not quite sure you need a password generator. I'm pretty sure you could work that up in your head, right?
He's not going to find a replacement for a new keyring. He's going to have to make it. But a new keyring is for people that need passwords that are never, ever, ever going to be broken, monstrous government-style passwords. For the average person, they don't need that. But if that's what it needs, he's not going to find it.
I mean, I've toyed with the password apps. I've used 1Password on the desktop a little bit, and LastPass, which is more PC-specific and has an Android app in beta. So you might give LastPass a go. I don't think 1Password has an Android app out yet. They're more Apple. Only because I know. And I, you know, despise Apple with all my fiber. Quit emailing me. Sorry, I'm getting paranoid about that. Mickey, we're the last one. Jerry?
Okay, let's see where we're at here. Daryl writes, one thing that surprised me when you were talking last week about the fragmentation / legacy issue was the appointment of Matias Duarte as user experience director for Android. I think this may be a deliberate attempt by Google to pretty up, in quotes, the vanilla Android experience. Incidentally, instead of saying either fragmentation or legacy, can we have one word that covers both options? I nominate Fragacy. I'll second his nomination. I like that.
I mean, what's wrong with cleaning up vanilla Android?
No, of course that's what they brought Matias Duarte in for. And I get points for being able to pronounce his name so well. I've been practicing.
Yes.
Of course, that's why they brought him. And we need it. Everybody seems to cry, Palm OS is, or Web OS is so much better. I like the way it looks. I like the way it works. Well, now we've got somebody that might be able to fix that up for you.
Bingo.
I say we, but.
Yes. Mickey, you're up.
Joran, I think is how this person's name is pronounced. Joran writes, is the Galaxy S's screen also a pentile screen like the Nexus One? I currently have an HTC Desire, but I just can't live with the screen, so I'm looking to purchase a new phone. I don't know that answer.
I had to go look that up, actually. I didn't know that. And that has to do with pixel density and all that stuff, too. I don't have an answer either. I don't know. I mean, I try not to get too caught up in, you know, pixels and, you know, pentile and not pentile. I mean, go pick up the thing. Go look at it. If you like the way it looks, buy it. If you don't, you know, and I said it last week, looking at the Evo 4G, you know, it's not an AMOLED screen. It's not OLED. It's just TFT LCD, and it looks fine to me. I could totally use that day in and day out, and have been. So that's all I have to
just,
say about that.
Yeah, just make it so I can see it outside. I don't care what kind of pen tile. Yes. You know, yes. Do whatever you need to do.
Jim writes, I have yet to jump onto the smartphone ship and was going to go with an iPhone, but I live far enough in the sticks that AT&T offers no 3G for us. Sprint and Verizon do, however, and I get significant pricing discounts from Sprint. It comes down to upsetting the wife and getting the Evo, or going with a Hero or Moment, I assume, because they're cheaper. I love Sense and the feel of the Hero. I'm not a slight or QWERTY guy. So many people say that the Hero lags. It's slow, it's terrible, etc. Is it that bad? Jerry, you're the one to answer this. You just love the Hero.
It's that bad. You know, out of the box, it is not near
that bad,
enough.
It's just that old.
Right? That's right. It's not near enough hardware to push all what HTC envisioned for the device. And you know, everything will work. Especially I'm jaded because now I'm using the Evo. The Hero as a phone messaging device, it's really good. It'll do everything you need it to do. If you want to start jumping through the market, getting games, trying to have everything running in the background, yeah, the Hero's going to lag. You can root it, make it a whole lot better, but it's still not going to compare to any of the newer devices, and it never will.
Bingo. Who's up?
Jerry's up.
Okay, where are we at? Michael from Fresno writes.
Michael's another old friend from WM Experts, so hello, Michael.
Oh, hi, Michael. Michael writes, I'm with T-Mobile USA and have heard that they're likely getting the Samsung Galaxy S. I'm hoping to move from my Touch Pro 2 to the Galaxy. I've heard rumors that the Galaxy S may not sync with Google Calendar and Contacts, but will instead sync with Yahoo Calendar and Contacts. Do you know if that's true? If it is true, that will be a deal breaker for me. God, I hope not.
Yeah, and Michael sent a couple of screenshots back from the announcement thing that we were at CTIA. I don't know. I wouldn't think so. I mean, I wouldn't think it would totally shut out Google, right?
And not, you know, especially not from T-Mobile. If yeah. Somebody was telling me that AT&T might try to move everything to Yahoo, I might believe that. But T-Mobile and Google have been, you know, partners throughout the whole history of Android, and it should stay that way.
But even then, you know, AT&T's gone back and forth, right? You got
right.
Like, the backflip, which screwed it up, and then what was the next phone they put out, or previous phone, I forget. So they've gone back and forth, so I wouldn't worry about it too much. And finally, Mark writes, I feel like the Android community has bypassed the HTC Incredible and headed straight for the Evo. I was wondering if you know when a root for the Incredible will be released. Or do you know if one is in the works? Well, we answered that. They're working on it, and they're really, really close. And the Incredible is a hell of a phone, and I don't want anyone to think that we've been sliding it. You know, this is the way it always works with smartphones, right? The next one's always the coolest phone
right.
For the next 2 months or whatever. Whatever comes out next, everyone's going to say, well, what about the Evo? That was a great phone, and you don't care about it anymore, and you'll totally be right, but at the same time, you'll be wrong. So, sorry, everybody, and we try to balance it as much as we can, but welcome to the wonderful world of news judgment. That's all I have to say about that. A long crazy podcast.
Yeah, I've got a few things to say.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
If you'd like to get in touch with us, you can email us at podcast@androidcentral.com, or you can give us a call, leave us a voicemail at 888-468-6158, extension 222. You can also hit us all up on Twitter. @AndroidCentral is the account for the site. @PhilNickinson is Phil. @TCPJ_Mickey is me. And @GB Hill, it's H-I-L, that's Jerry, and you can follow the list, which you can find over at the site, for all the other writers. This show brought to you by the Android Central store, found at store.androidcentral.com. You can also give the store a call, 888-468-6158.
Woohoo!
Bravo.
Do I get points for fixing the script, by the way?
Yes, I could have read that other phone number again and said, you know, whatever. The phone number again, people are asking. I'll read it again. 888-468-6158. You can hit up the store at that number, and if you hit extension 222, you can leave us a voicemail.
And if you guys haven't noticed, we're getting a ton of Evo accessories in, cases, skins, cables. We're still waiting on the HDMI cables, I think, but they are on their way. I know we have them ordered, so keep an eye on that. And everything you need right there. And if you haven't seen it, we made up a really pretty Evo 4G just super page, so go check it out. AndroidCentral.com/Evo-4G.
Yep, it's also right beside the chat window on the front page if you're looking at it now.
How about that? Convenient, eh?
Phil thinks ahead.
It's going to do it, everybody. That's quite the podcast. The chat room has been quite lively. I love having a chat room. I like it a lot.
I love it. I like reading it and seeing what they have to say and watching them make fun of me for smoking and having a router that doesn't work. And
all right, everybody, that's going to do it. We'll be back in a week. We'll be back live. And if you weren't here live tonight, you missed the giveaway of a spaceship and a case for a phone. So that's why you need to be here live.
And you know what noises spaceships make? Pew, 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 pew.
Awesome. All right, Mickey, Jerry, everybody say goodnight. We'll see you next week.
See ya.
Adios, people.
Later. We can wait for you, Jerry. You need to close it and open back up or something.
Jerry, have you considered moving your router?
No, I'm sitting in front of the... I'm hardwired tonight. Maybe drop me from the Skype call and reconnect me.
And then I cut him off in mid-sentence.
Let's just not add him back and move on.
All right. All right, you keep hanging up on me, but I only hear you once now, so we're in good shape.
What?
He's fine.
I don't know what you're talking about.